Hi there, and welcome to another edition of Tuesdays with Corey. I am here with Abhishek, who's going to... Did I say that correctly?
Absolutely,
okay,
you did that.
I always get the accent.
You're fine.
Okay.
You're fine.
Oof. Abhishek, now I've gotten my own head. Let's move on.
Yeah.
We're going to show the awesome power of migration.
Yep.
This is going to be super cool because so many people are going to do this.
Yep.
As they start looking at moving from on-premises into Azure.
Yep.
And try and make this migration happen quickly and safely and inexpensively.
Absolutely.
You take care of all of it.
Yeah,
so
absolutely.
Tell us a little bit about what you work on and what this looks like.
Yeah, Corey, as customers think about Azure and migration to Azure, most customers forget to do discovery and assessment. So when the time comes to actually migrate, they don't know, are they ready? Have they factored in all the VMs that need to go to Azure? What is it going to cost them to run into Azure? Now, of course, we do have tooling available from our partners like Turbonomics and Teosa Logic that can do that, but we also realized customers wanted us to build something, and that's why exactly we built Azure Migrate. Very powerful tool, very easy to set up. Lets you profile your vCenter environment with data that's already available in vCenter.
Sure.
You can start sucking in your inventory, figuring out how the VMs are running. Are they over-provisioned? Are they under-provisioned? Get an assessment out real quick, figure out what your cost is going to be to run it in Azure, and actually plan your migration to Azure with confidence with other tools like Azure Site Recovery. So that's exactly what we're trying to bring to customers. 6 months since we've been GA, we are already seeing a lot of customers take value and
I put you on the spot here. How many VMs have you seen migrate now? Is it a large, just say a large number if you don't know the number off the top
of your head. So one of our biggest customers has already profiled over 16,000 VMs with Azure Migrate.
Wow, that's one customer.
Yeah,
nuts.
One customer,
all right.
Financial customer.
All right.
So yeah, customers are benefiting
they're
from
benefiting.
The tool.
Great.
Yeah, yeah.
So show us a little bit maybe live what this looks like, how a customer will use it, and then sort of how they would end up doing sort of the next step into migration.
Yeah, so using the tool, super easy. You just go to the Azure Migrate experience within the Azure portal. You get started by simply saying that you're ready to discover machines. The portal prompts you to download an OVA file, import it into your vCenter environment. What that ends up doing is creates an appliance, a virtual machine. Simply connect that virtual machine to your existing vCenter environment. So once I have that OVA imported, all I have is a collector appliance. I can set up the prerequisites, make sure it's connected to Azure with or without a proxy, connected to a vCenter environment, specify which migration project I want to go to, and the collection stats. So what I've done is I've already done that portion, and if I jump back to my Azure Migrate project, you'll see that I already have a whole bunch of virtual machines already discovered. So I had 292 virtual machines sitting in that vCenter environment, and I already have those available within the Azure Migrate project. Now it's super simple to actually start creating assessment on these machines. I have two options. If I know exactly all the virtual machines that are part of my application, I can simply jump into the process. So the way I'm gonna do that is I'm gonna simply click on Create Assessment. That will also prompt me to go ahead and create a group. Think of a migration group as something that represents your application or your project that you're gonna migrate to Azure at the same time. So I'm gonna just simply create a new migration group. I'm gonna call it my group one.
Okay.
I'm going to search for my VMs. Since I'm the customer who remembers all the VMs that are participating in my app, so I'm gonna just look for the word tier and I find
and
all my VMs.
All
so I have a simple
easy,
payroll
right?
app.
Yeah.
It has nine VMs, data tier, middle tier, and I sucked in those VMs and I simply said, go ahead and create an assessment. Assessment spins up super quick, super easy, and I have an assessment already created. It's getting computed at this point of time, and basically what's happening is Azure Migrate is using all of that data that it sucked in from vCenter to make a few decisions.
Sure.
Is the VM ready to go to Azure? Mm-hmm. Is it running a particular OS that may currently not be supported or endorsed by one of the vendors to run in Azure? So let's look at the readiness. So I click on my VMs, and I can see that I have nine VMs. A whole bunch of them are already ready to go to Azure, but in one particular case, I'm running a VM with an EFI boot that's directly not recommended to go to Azure.
Right.
But the good news is, Azure Site Recovery also allows you to take an EFI VM
can
to Azure. It can make the change on
that.
The fly.
Ah,
so even though we are saying a yellow bang, it's a conditional support from a migrate perspective.
Just let you know that this is
going
to change.
But we can migrate it to Azure. And Azure will also change this in the near future.
Yeah.
We also have things like if you're running an older version of an OS, for example, CentOS 5, which the vendor may not support on the Azure platform, we'll also tell you that, hey, this is not endorsed. Move it on your own risk. You can do that. Now that I have this assessment already in place and I've seen the Azure readiness, there are a few other things that I can look at as well. For example, I can see what is it going to cost me to run this in Azure.
Yes.
So I can see every single VM, what's the best size in the Azure VM family that mm-hmm. it can go to.
Mm-hmm. And this based on the running of the VM in its current
absolutely.
Environment.
Absolutely, yes. That's super powerful. Customers routinely have over-provision infra. They're spending much more on-prem.
Yes, of course.
And they don't need to do that when they come to Azure.
That's
we
right.
can make it very
make
easy
it smaller and
cheaper
small
for
time.
Them to run
that's
in
right.
Azure. Yeah,
that's, yeah.
that's the whole thing that we're
cool.
trying to sell. And they can get that recommendation from us. If they choose to make some changes to their assessment, they can always click on Edit Properties and make some changes. For example, give me an assessment only based on managed disk mm-hmm. or premium storage mm-hmm. or you know reserved instances, for mm-hmm. example, mm-hmm. or change my offer
basically,
type.
Based on what the customer knows are going to buy and how
yeah.
they're going to buy.
Yeah.
yeah, that's cool.
Another super powerful capability, if the customer already has Azure
yes.
Hybrid Benefit, they
yes.
can say, yes, give me a cost based on Azure Hybrid
right.
Benefit,
right.
and we'll tell you what is it going to cost you to run it in Azure.
Right.
So yeah, it's as simple as that. Know your VMs, create the group,
yep.
create the assessment, and you'll
the
get ready
know.
To actually do it. One other option, if you're a customer
one
who doesn't
thing.
Know. Yeah, one last thing. I promise I'm not going to take more of
no,
your time.
No, please. This is the fun stuff, man.
Good,
come on.
Good, yeah. So if you don't really know exactly all your VMs and what are they running from an app perspective,
discovery.
You can always do a deep discovery. And this is, again, super powerful. We can actually go in and find every single dependency
Whoa.
For that virtual machine. And help
by
you
seeing who's talking to whom.
Absolutely.
Oh my goodness.
So I have one VM here. I have my dependency visualization available for a view VMs. I'm going to pick one of the VMs of
sure.
that app,
okay.
the middle tier VM. So I'm going to pretend I don't know the nine VMs.
Okay. You, yeah, right.
Yeah, I know, but
you
I'm
do,
gonna,
but you're going to.
Yes,
this is,
sure. Yeah.
It's showbiz.
Yeah, let's play along.
It's showbiz.
Yeah, absolutely.
We'll let this happen.
Yeah. So I can now figure out that yeah, I do have a VM that does depend on a few other VMs, and I can go ahead and start. Bringing them into my group
and, there's two down
and
there.
Create
mm-hmm.
a group together.
Uh-huh.
More importantly, once I have this group created, I can even look for recursive dependencies
uh-huh.
that the group has
Make
on
sure you
other
find
things.
Every single one in this app.
I can actually truly define the scope of my app, even
app.
If I didn't know it.
Even if, yeah. Yeah, you may not even know these things are calling each other, and
Absolutely.
Now you'll figure it out.
And then I just create the group based on this view.
Very
and then
cool.
I assess it, and I have all of the same features, cost,
wow.
optimization, changes, anything possible.
It's that simple.
Yeah. Super
so,
easy to use.
So when the next time that I hear someone say, hey, it's really hard to migrate, I'll be like, mm-mm.
Ask them to
take
use Azure Migrate.
Azure Migrate.
Yeah.
Right. Hey, thanks so much. This has been awesome.
Yep.
Thank you so much. Hopefully you enjoyed this Azure Tuesdays with Corey. It is an awesome set of capabilities. You should go play with it. If you have questions, you have comments, you have
yep.
feedback for us, hashtag AzureTWC, and we will certainly get on it.
Absolutely.
You're on Twitter, too. Do you want to give your Twitter handle?
Author Hemerjani. I'm a published author, so that's
oh,
my title.
Oh,
yeah.
Published author?
Yeah.
I'm embarrassed now.
No.
Now you
shouldn't.
Are, you're famous. And I didn't know, and I pronounced your name wrong at the beginning. You can
no,
be
you're fine.
Anyway, thank you so much, and have a wonderful Tuesday.
Awesome.